Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Dan Patronillo. We're here again at a pint of cacophony at Skid Row Studios. How's everybody fucking doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, dude.
Hey, we didn't have an episode last week, and we'd like to apologize for that. We were supposed to interview Ariel Pink, and I don't know, some shit went down. He had some, I don't know. I'm sorry about your troubles with the press lately, but we did make you a trailer because we thought we were going to have an interview, and we thought... I don't know. We thought the album was great, Ariel.
Yeah, we did.
So if you still want to talk to us, our doors are open.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but we made this for you.
The child is in love with the prince.
The time has come to return.
Another pig. Another pig.
Let a pint of cacophony bring you to the inspiring world of Ariel Pink.
We all love it.
Relive the timeless classic with Flounder. King Trident,
thou shalt not pass!
And Ursula the Sea Witch.
Where is that area? I need to get my hands on that pom-pom.
And of course, Ariel.
Sing with me now!
That was it. Oh.
I'm sorry you missed it, man.
But I really wanted to see him, like his reaction right in front of you, and you have to look at
him. You know, that's
him.
The strangest part sometimes is when we play those trailers and the bands are in here. I'm staring at him like I'm staring at Matt right now, and it's like, oh, fuck, I hope they don't think I'm lame. Well, actually, I'm not really worried about that. It's more like, fuck it, whatever. Anyways, we're going to go to space. Mm-hmm. Me and Alex, we're going to go visit Matt. He's up there working on his bit at the space station. We're going to check in with Project X up there. You ready?
We made it, Dan.
Did we make it?
I think so.
I think we're still fucking taking off.
You gotta commit to this, dude.
How's that for commitment?
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're flying through space.
I think we made it.
Space.
So we get a link up with the space station.
We linked.
All right,
we're in.
All right. Hey, Matt.
Oh, hey, guys. Welcome to space. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I heard you've been up here for like 4 years,
it's been
dude.
A long time, yeah.
You're working on your bit for Friday.
Yeah, I got
at the Hollywood
minutes.
Hotel.
I got 10 minutes, so 4 years.
What are you listening to, dude?
This is the hottest song in the world right now, isn't it?
Maybe like 10 years ago. How long have you been up here? Yeah, 4 years? 10 years?
My favorite song, guys.
What have you doing up here for so long? I mean, how do you cope?
That
loneliness?
Song, was discovered when they forgot their wallets at lunch. No, I don't know. I was, I've been, you know, working my bit. I ran out of food like a year ago, but we have newspapers.
Okay.
I find if you eat a Blondie comic and Dagwood has 7 sandwiches, then it's still taste.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
A lot of Dagwood fans.
Gotcha.
Did you have one of those today?
I did. I too. I ran out. That's the last one, though.
4 years, though, no women? Like, how do you deal?
Well, you try to masturbate, but you ever try to masturbate in zero-G?
No, I've never. It was our first time in space, Matt.
You can't do it.
So yeah, it's beautiful, by the way.
How come you're not masturbating?
Well, then what do you do?
Prostate. I call it tickling.
Right here in front of us?
Yeah! You tickle. Excuse me.
I don't think it's a good idea to flush that toilet, dude.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to watch me while I do this.
It feels weird.
Oh, dang.
What the fuck?
Oh! God damn it.
We're in space.
What do we do?
Guys, I think we're screwed here. Are we just floating? I got George Clooney. George Clooney's
on. I'm not trying
to hang
out to dry. I'll ruin your career.
George?
Yeah.
George, how do we get back to the fucking...
Ricky Abbott was going to die.
What?
George, that's not helping.
Yeah, what?
Get us back.
There's still the musical. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for the call.
What the fuck, George? Help us out, man.
You know, here's the funny thing about this, and it makes me angry.
What makes you angry?
My Aunt Rosemary was one of the great jazz singers.
He's
of
making
time.
No sense.
This fucking son of a bitch.
He's never going to let us back.
I looked out, and nobody in the booth would look me in the eye.
George, for fuck's sake.
I don't think we're going to make it, guys.
Yeah, we had to put on shows.
George, we're fucking trying, man.
It had to be you. It had to be you. Might never go. I wandered around. I wandered around.
He's losing it.
Oh, it would be nice God. For people to remember to see how to see Steven yeah. Soderbergh's and my first film.
I've seen it, George. Let me in.
Oh, fuck.
We're fucked.
So that's what happens when a bit goes to shit.
Yes. You've witnessed it.
I'm sorry, guys. All right, we're going to play some music and we're going to bring Slow White in here. That's what's fucking up tonight. Stick around, guys.
The ultimate underground animal.
Nobody had sex but Elvis, because Eisenhower, remember him, the American general, he was president. See, when white people tell other white people they can't have sex, they become teenage rebels and they become James Dean. They become Elvis Presley. The more oppression, the better it is for rock and roll.
Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Sci-Fi's original Tuesday, an all-new Total Blackout.
What does it feel like?
The mind games continue.
Oh, God! It feels like a penis. That's what it feels like.
Jaleel White hosts Total Blackout.
Aggression problems, and just because a dog is small doesn't mean that it can't hurt.
For many days I didn't bring him here because I suffer when he bites me. I'm in my vagina. When I'm walking and he sees other dog, he right away he jump on my vagina because he gets so crazy that he doesn't know who I am. He forgets everything and he bites the Labrador and his penis. I don't want him to bite my Labrador and the penis. My Labrador is a baby. It's beautiful.
We'll be right back. I love you so much. Guess how much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland & Fuquay LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland & Fuquay LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug-related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland & Fuquay LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland & Fuquay LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuquay.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland & Fuquay LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Hi-ho!
Once again, for your entire family, Based Out Entertainment of A Pint of Cacophony's Snow White and the 12 Dwarves. Meet Smokey. Sleepy. Hazy.
Dude.
Spacey.
I'm really Kevin Spacey.
Spacey.
Dude. I'm really Kevin Spacey, man.
Horny! Horny!
Ow!
Bjorny!
Unravel!
Smjorny! Joaquin!
I take pictures of the floor with a Peruvian flair.
Androgynous!
Does this lipstick go with my Doc Martens?
And Anthony!
Babe.
As we journey hand-in-hand into outer space with Snow White and Dan to reflect upon the inner working of society and hell on earth as it relates to the ever-looming fact that our sun is dying and will take us with it. So sit back and relax.
I can't fucking stop dancing!
A Pint of Cacophony presents Snow White and the 12 Dwarves.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey. Welcome to A Pint of Cacophony, Snow White.
We're good. How are you?
You guys want to introduce yourselves? Let's go around this way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Reed.
Reed.
Albert.
Albert.
Shane.
Leon.
René.
All right. Now I'm going to guess which instruments. I'm just kidding. I saw you guys fucking live. That's cheating. How are you guys doing? Are you enjoying your time here so far?
Yes.
Yeah, you get the party started.
It's been great.
Proud of you guys. It's putting work in. Like, yeah, real moment. I'm like, we, strapping young lads.
We got halfway through that 30 rack before we started. So I think we're having a good time.
Yeah, he was like, I asked him what kind of beer they want. He's like, Mexican. I'm like, I'll round you up some Mexican.
That's been the popular one.
I know.
That's been the popular one.
More often than not, the bands that come on when, like, we're like, what kind of beer do you guys like? It's always Mexican beer.
Because it's the best.
It's the best. Beer, I can't drink Zacate anymore. I played like this three-day festival in the desert. And it's just like, I remember warm tequilas in the morning. And I don't know, just the smell these days. You guys enjoy them.
Thank you. Yeah, by all means.
So you guys played with Kim and the Created on Friday at the Casbah?
We did, yeah. They had this kind of like a little San Diego, called the San Diego Freakout.
Okay.
It's kind of like a little psych fest. And this band, the Wild Wild Wets, put it on. It was like six bands. Max Payne and the Groovies played as well.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's a cool band name.
Yeah, yeah, they're great. They're from Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good band, yeah.
Right on, yeah. Kim's great. That'd be cool to see you guys together. I saw you guys with fucking Zigzags,
yeah,
that show over at the Bootleg. That was sweet. You guys really put on a good show.
Thank you.
Yeah, what was great about that night was, like, you know, Zigzags, like, threw down really hard, and the other guys had, like, that groove rock, like, that 70s Bad Company, but, like, fucking heavy, Slow Season. Right?
Yeah, yeah, they're cool.
But you guys were, like, you took everybody out of space.
Yeah, we're more groovy than...
That was fucking sick.
Appreciate it.
You guys, what I was telling you guys that night is, like, you have this ability to capture the spectrum of sounds, you know what I mean? Like, the low end, you got the bass going pretty fucking hard, drums are solid, and then everybody else is sort of, like, just building. It's like you guys are layering, and then, like, fucking 20 seconds into it, you're like... Oh shit, where am I?
Yeah. Well, you know, we all really love Eastern music and the raga and just, like, you know, layers of droniness, and we kind of just kind of bring that to what we do. I don't know.
And we're all from another planet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that fucking helps.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys have been playing music a lot longer than this band. Was that always been an influence in what you guys were involved with, or was this, like, together, you know, you... I love your ringtone. It's so appropriate.
I was like, what is that?
Kayla,
I couldn't figure it out.
I don't want to talk to Kayla right now. Get Kayla off there. Anyways, yeah, I mean, we listen to a lot of world music, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. we all love 60, all the 60 stuff, but a lot of the, you know, African music and anything pretty much that came out of Nigeria in the 70s. And
interesting.
Yeah.
You don't hear that as an influence very often.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd be surprised how cool and how much like really good psychedelic music came out of Africa.
Right, or just 70s. Different parts of the world in general.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Well, you thanks, know, Slow White, for like bringing that to our attention.
Turkey, you know, Turkey had a huge movement of psychedelic music mm-hmm. in the late 60s and early 70s.
And then you guys, do you feel like you pull from that?
Oh, totally, yeah. Because they were all influenced, you know, all the Eastern music is all raga-based, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of riffing and grooving like that.
Yeah, you guys like did that. You're just the riffing, you know what I mean?
Sorry, I don't mean to
interrupt,
but, you know, like Thailand has some amazing psychedelic
Cambodia.
Stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, Cambodia. Yeah. Dude. Peru, Peruvian psych.
Yeah, wow. We love
Peruvian. That Peruvian psych. Joaquin's Peruvian. Well,
hey.
There's some awesome Peruvian band from like
late 60s. Las Grecas, the three chicks?
No.
There's another talking one, about
they're called Los Jaivas.
Los Jaivas?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Amazing prog band from back in the day. Like, wow, epic.
You know what we should do is we should have like Slow White write a list of world psych.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like generate a list for me and I'll we'll post it on the page so people can like get learned. Cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
A good fucking idea.
Let's educate people.
We'll write it down, before the end of the day. Yeah.
So we're playing a couple of tracks. We just played Heroin Ain't Fun. I don't think it's ever fun.
No, it's not.
We're going to play Tangles a little later on and Yellow Dandelion. Tell me about those tracks. Is that part of a release?
We're talking to some people right now about getting it put out on cassette mm-hmm. and maybe a 7-inch with some of the music. And we're going back into the studio actually a couple times in the next 2 months. So we're going to put that stuff out soon. We recorded it in like 3 days. I engineered it all with our old bass player and tracked it all live.
Right.
Did it 4-track to cassette.
Songs already written beforehand.
Yeah. We wrote all.
So you like went into them. Just
it's pretty much our set that we'd been playing live, and mm-hmm. we just went in and mic'd everything up, and you know, did it in the room.
Right on. Well, we're sitting here at the beginning of 2015. What does like Slow White have in their goals for this year? You guys are playing a shit ton of shows with a lot of really great bands. First off, it's not a bad start.
No, yeah, we have some actually really great shows coming up. February 11th, we're playing with the Warlocks,
nice.
Dream Boys. White Dwarf, Death Star, and a couple other bands at the Bootleg.
At the Bootleg,
they're gonna do open up both rooms.
Sweet,
it's gonna be great.
The Bootleg's so sweet, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
the stage is fucking bitching. The sound's great. Like that guy gives a shit. The guy running, he walks out there with his iPad and he's fucking checking. You know what I mean? Like I remember when you guys went on, you guys started, and he came down and like just adjusted stuff, and I was like, oh fuck yeah, here we go. Like it clicked right away. You know?
Yeah, totally.
He really helps the band like. You know, serve their fucking time there on stage.
No, yeah, they're a great venue. And they're going to open up both rooms. So the theater.
Right, that whole,
will be
like,
open.
Back and, it's such a huge spot. Cool.
And then later that month, February 25th, we're playing with Black Rider at the Echo. And then after that, I think we're going to kick off a little tour up the West Coast.
Sick. Yeah. All right. Well, keep us in the loop. We'll post them as always. Cool. We're going to go into some new music here. And then we're going to come back, and I hear you got a sitar on you.
Yeah, we get ready?
Let's get you guys ready.
All right, cool.
Right on.
You look fantastic. You look like you're in your late 60s, early 70s. What's the secret?
I don't dare tell you.
No me. You don't need me.
I masturbate a lot.
Okay, I think thank you, Ernie.
Hello. In subsequent news of the all-knowing, fire-breathing, and all-powerful David Lynch announcement regarding Twin...
Why am I saying... You can start from regarding.
Regarding Twin Peaks... regarding Twin Peaks in 2016. These liners represent our happiness, arousal, and joy over the return of Cheryl Lee as Laura Palmer.
Laura Palmer.
Laura Palmer.
Laura Palmer.
Once a day, give yourself a present. 2 cups of good, hot, black coffee.
Coop! Pay it!
attention. We gotta get Slow White out of the Black Lodge because the small person's talking to them again.
Okay, we'll visit the one-armed man.
Yeah. ourselves a party.
Welcome back to Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan. We're here at Skid Row Studios. That was Tangles by Slow White, and Slow White's in here in the studio, and there's so many fucking instruments around here and so many people. All right, hey, Reed, what's going on here?
Cool, so, Saying stuck right here.
There you go, you're good.
I'm good, all right. Hello.
Okay. So what instruments do we have here? I see a sitar.
That's a sitar. We got a tambora over here. Mm-hmm. We got some bongos. We got a tambourine guitar. We got a tambourine.
Righteous. So are you guys gonna? So this is fucking Slow White live. What are you guys playing for us?
We're gonna do just like a little raga, a little drone for you, and then one of our songs, kind of, you know, Indian style.
Let's do it.
How close are you, Albert?
2 seconds.
2 seconds, yeah. So, should we start? We're going to start a little bit then.
Right on. Thank you.
We gotta retune for a second.
Tuning a sitar is a virtue in its own.
Yeah, it takes a long time to tune a sitar.
That's all good. That was, Jesus, that built pretty quickly.
Just tripping out.
Yeah, I was tripping out too. Do you guys have a name for this jam on the show? It's the Untitled Jam. Alex, you want to name it?
The Space Rock Jam. Wow, that's not very good.
The Space Rock?
No, that's not
pretty
good.
Bad.
That's the Space Raga?
The Space Raga, yeah.
The Space Raga.
I helped. On the spaceship, you can be too.
Okay, I helped.
I helped. I had the assist.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
How we doing?
We coming close, guys?
We're almost there.
Right on.
Space Raga at Skid Row.
We're going to track this thing, and we're going to save it. We're going to put it out. We're going to put it out on 8-track.
Skid Row. I have an 8-track player. So
do you? Do you have a working 8-track player?
Not working.
That's like the one thing that hasn't happened yet. Is it coming after the cassettes? Or are people going to start putting shit out on 8-tracks again?
I'm going to start bootlegging 8-tracks. I got a Turtles 8-track ready to get re-recorded.
You got a Turtles 8-track. That's awesome.
Been waiting to hear it all my life.
8-track the other day.
Oh.
Do you?
I found one at Lollipop.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. I sold them my tape cassette of the association.
That's the one I bought.
Oh.
Not an 8-track. Wait, no.
No, it's in the plastic case,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
dude. That was mine. How'd you end up with that? That's crazy.
I bought it for $3.
All right. Are we good to go?
I heard it.
Yeah, you're good. Gonna get some headphones on. Thank you. Christ, guys. Ed Medic Third Eye Wide opened so hard. No, that was fucking awesome.
Thank you.
That was so cool.
We got time for another one, or
we actually got to sign off, man.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That was probably
it was good, man. I appreciate that. And thanks for coming down and bringing the instruments and all
that. Yeah, no problem.
Follow Slow White. Where do we follow you guys?
We're on Facebook and also on Instagram.
Get on that Facebook shit. Yeah. Get on it. If you care, you'll look it up.
Yeah.
Fucking look it up. Because I say so. Next week, we got Well Hung Hard in here. Don't worry.
Thanks for having us,
man. Oh, dude, of course. We're going to announce your shows. Just let me know, and then we'll post them on the page and all that jazz.
Sounds cool, man.
Right on. Good night, everybody. See you guys next week.
Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.